All right, 14 before 6 o'clock. The train's running a little behind here this morning as we get going with the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
I greet you this morning, and I want to say, down goes Frazier. And be thinking of Mike Tyson in a first-round knockout. That's my reaction when I saw a vet bill for Wesley and Athena from yesterday. Wowza, wowza, wowza. Wow, that knocked me out of my chair this morning.
Oh, no. I hadn't heard about that.
That was just a regular checkup. But I did not realize that the dog bills would run the amount of a significant car repair. So I guess one could respond and say Wesley and Athena are living creatures, and I understand that. Yeah. I told my wife in a note I left on the bill this morning that I was prepared for a little more than half of that. So,
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm astounded every time we have something that happens with one of our animals, and, you know, they become members of the family, and then it can really take a lot out of a person.
Now, you have the sugar gliders. Did they go to the vet, too?
They went to the vet, I think, very early on to get neutered. But other than that, no, they don't go to the vet.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're kind of a specialty animal. So when they went, they had to go. Heather had to go to the Twin Cities with them. So, yeah, it's expensive. Right now, my cat is probably the most expensive because she has so many allergies and stuff. But
Yeah, yep. So anyhow, this is just kind of a venting place for me. There are those who say they like to catch this. It's kind of a raw and real 5 minutes, you know?
Yes. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that about your vet bill, but I feel your pain.
Yeah. Well, things come in droves or threes. I mean, we got a flat tire on one of the vehicles that's being replaced and taken care of, and it was like a car was being backed out of the garage and hit an axe that had been turned the wrong direction. And so that wasn't good. And, you know, I mean, just stuff. Life happens, right? Life happens.
Right, so, right. All right. Absolutely. Yeah, sometimes when we're not prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. And even when we are. All right, let's see. We got... well, it feels good. Thank you. I'll just send the therapy bill. It'll just go on top of the other bills for me.
It'll probably be like double what you're expecting.
All right, we're up with the story everyone needs to hear is more than my vet story is from Larry Crabb, 66 Love Letters. And today it's First Chronicles. Emptiness now, fullness later. That is a promise. First Chronicles, he says this, a paragraph, imagining how God might unpack it for us. My spirit will work to detach you from depending for happiness on anyone or anything but me. The satisfaction you now derive from second things will diminish. You will feel new extremes of emptiness that will make you wonder if my spirit has stopped working. He never will. The emptiness you feel will slowly be transformed into a desperate thirst for me, not for more second things. Let me just say before you react, there you go. The vet bill, it made me go, you know, you need to go make more money, Mark. And so, and also, I think there is a heightened sense of reliance on God. So that's working.
Sure. Yeah, I know. For me, what's stirred for me with that is the idea that in the midst of that emptiness, thinking about deeper thirst for God often doesn't occur to me. It's just I feel empty and sad and angry or desperate, and I understand the ultimate recognition of God doing a deeper work, but boy, in the middle of it, it sure doesn't feel that way.
I think people like C.S. Lewis and Larry Crabb, maybe A.W. Tozer. I mean, these people, I know with Larry, over and over and over, it was pointing you back to that relationship with God. And so often it can seem people mean well, but our prayer requests so often are anything but that. You know, I mean, it's just like,
absolutely.
Pray for this, pray for that, this circumstance or that health situation, you know. So, anyhow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Galatians 4. Thank you for your honest acknowledgement there, though. Galatians 4:18 today, just one verse.
Yep, it says, if someone is eager to do good things for you, that's all right, but let them do it all the time, not just when I'm with you.
Mm. All right, and what you tackle in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, Galatians 4:18, this way, Paul was not suggesting that celebrating one another was bad. Indeed, encouragement and celebration are good and holy. I love to hear my children speaking fondly of one another. There is so much animosity and hatred in the world that kindness toward others is countercultural.
Yeah, I would just say I've been grateful that you are such an encourager. There is a lot of real ugliness in the world, and I'm aware of it in my own life. And so to see those glimpses of beauty and goodness are an encouragement.
Hmm. Well, thanks. You know, I was pondering, and we didn't talk about it today, and we've been doing double duty with the Larry Crabb stuff and a scripture, but I thought at some point we'll have to deal again with why is our natural self-voice, even as Christian, so critical, you know?
Yeah.
And how do you deal with that?
Yeah.
And how do you deal with that?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good question.
To be answered on a future discussion. Thank you, Jason. There we go. The best 5 minutes of the day. All right, WWIV, you've heard us on the air already talking some about the Backpack to School Challenge. We did it last year, and it's coming back next week again, Caleb.
Yeah, it's actually beginning this Saturday. We're doing a 7-day drive to see how much money we can raise. Our wonderful local business sponsors have already got us almost a third of the way to the goal, but the goal is bigger this year. Last year, we were providing, again, funds for backpacks and school supplies for two very large distributions in Chippewa County and in Eau Claire County that expect to serve about 2,000 children. But this year, we want to add an international component to that as well, Javo.
Yeah. Can I say?
Yeah.
All right. So you know that my family and I have been very involved with Liberia, West Africa. It took us 11 years to adopt Michael. We lost Habakkuk. Peggy's heading back there August 1st. In fact, we hope to talk to her before she goes and when she's there. But Teamwork Africa and some of those starfish kids are going to be involved this year as well.
Yeah. So again, what we're asking you to do is to step up and help us reach a bigger goal than ever before. What we decided is that we serve a big God. And so last year, our goal was $10,000 in 1 week. And since we've added a third organization this year, we said, let's make that goal $15,000 in 1 week. And what we've already seen, friends, what we've already seen is that God has already provided through our sponsors. We had a little over $2,000 last year given. We've got close to $5,000 given from our sponsors to start us off. I believe $4,750 is the number from what our sponsors have given. And so now we're hoping to, again, double that and triple that or more in a single week and divide that equally among these three organizations in Chippewa County, Eau Claire County, and also in Liberia, West Africa.
Yeah, boy, that's incredible generosity from the business community. I've been talking with you some off air, and that number's grown, and so that's even bigger than the last time you told me. And so that's fantastic. And so I know that people are going to respond, and I'll hear you talk about, you know, as God is speaking to you. And I feel like even as I was out walking the dogs and thinking about this yesterday, that I'm like, I feel like God has spoken to me about it. So I have a number, Caleb.
Okay.
And so my number is, you know, this year, WIB celebrating 50th anniversary. But I felt like, no, not 50, not 100. I want to give $150 to this Backpack to School Challenge. And,
wonderful,
you know, breaking it down, $50 for each. Eau Claire, Chippewa, but also Liberia. And my wife's telling me that in terms of the backpack and the supplies, that they'll even be able to afford getting the kids a pair of shoes as well.
Wow.
So that's something.
And again, we're telling you, WWIV.com/backpacks. We're letting you know it officially begins on Saturday. But if it works better for you to make an early gift and help give us a little boost up toward that big goal of $15,000 in 1 week, we would be blessed to have that. And that is live and ready for you again at WWIV.com/backpacks. And actually, it's a big red bar right across the top of the page that you can click on.
All right. So I'm going to go check that out, and I'm going to get my donation in here, maybe here during the show. So be good to that. But I'd love to challenge. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know. Like, whatever form of 50 you could give, if you could give 50, if you could give 100, I guess I'm... And it's not like things are just... it's not like there's no expenses in life. My dogs just went to the vet yesterday. I told Jason earlier, I'm like, that bill was double what I expected. But nonetheless, going to do this by faith and trust the Lord because I think it's for a great cause. So if you would heed Caleb's advice, WIB.com/backpacks, let's go there and go there together and give whatever form of 50 you can to celebrate 50 years of broadcasting for WWIB.
It's Tuesday trivia time here on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555, our studio line, 723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call in and win And today, our prize is a digital download of the film Jesus Revolution. We've got that for you wherever you might be listening. We can send it right to you by email. So if you love Jesus Revolution, or maybe you haven't seen it yet, we can get you a digital download of that movie if you're the first one to answer this question. Again, at 715-723-2555. Here we go. We're talking throwing things out, Alvo. It's related to the U.S., and here is our query. Americans throw away over 240 million of these each year. What do we throw away? Huh. Americans throw away over 240 million what each year? 715-723-2555.
Last week, Tuesday Trivia started and went the rest of that day all through Wednesday into Thursday. How long will it go this week? 723-2555. What's the question again?
Americans throw away over 240 million what each year, or over 240 million of these each year? 715-723-2555. I'm predicting we're going to get a Tuesday Trivia answer on a Tuesday today. That's my guess.
Right. All right, we'll see. To the phones we go. Our first caller, hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
This is Gail, and I'm from Cameron.
What do you think?
Pizza boxes.
Pizza boxes. Great guess. Not pizza boxes. Americans throw away over 240 million of what each year? It's not pizza boxes, but we do love our pizza.
We do throw a lot of those away, right? Good morning, WWIB.
Televisions.
That's a lot of TVs to throw away, and that is actually too many.
Thank you. Try again.
All right, 723-2555. We throw away about 240 million of these. What? Good morning.
It's John from Sipwa. Bananas.
Bananas. Is it bananas? I was just, as I was getting my five-year-old banana this morning, that's not what we're looking for, John. It's like, wow, these get brown and speckled and spotted really fast.
Banana bread. Indeed. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amanda from Bloomer. Hey,
what do you think, Amanda?
Slices of bread.
Slices of bread. Is it slices of bread? It's not. Americans throw away over 240 million of these each year. Of what each year? Not pizza boxes, not televisions, not bananas, not slices of bread.
Good morning, 723-2555.
Good morning. I'm going to say it's got to be something trackable, like money, like pennies. How about pennies?
Throwing away pennies.
240 million pennies. I'm not going to do the math live on the air, but that's a lot of dollars worth. Not pennies. Thank you. Good guess, though. 715-723-2555.
Put me down on the advocate if we get rid of the penny and we go to, like, the nickel be the bottom, I think. Good morning.
This is Lisa from Mondovi.
Hey, Lisa.
And I'm going to guess disposable baby diapers.
Disposable baby diapers. Is it disposable diapers?
We do throw a lot of those away.
Not diapers. Thank you, Lisa, for the call from Mondovi. Americans throw away over 240 million of what each year? 715-723-2555 for a Jesus Revolution digital movie download.
Couple more before a new one from Matthew West. Hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
Hair.
Hair. Just hair? Like hairballs? Kind of like that gets stuck. Well, and that's the thing.
Strands of hair.
It is better to throw that away than to just stick it on the wall of the shower.
Yeah, that's right.
All right? Yeah. We'll just throw that out there. Not what we're looking for. Thank you. Try again.
Couple more guesses. Good morning.
What do you think?
Hello, you're on the air. Hello? All right. Well, apparently
missed their chance.
Yeah.
Americans throw away over 240 million of these each year.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is PCG John from Ladysmith.
Yeah.
I'm going to say towels.
Towels. Not towels. Thank you, John.
But if you need new ones, MyPillow.com, promo code WWIB.
Right on.
Good morning.
This is Linda.
Hey, Linda.
I'm going to guess that it's unopened pieces of mail.
The junk mail or maybe the bills that you're just like, if I throw it away, it'll go away.
She said even unopened, you know.
So. Good guess, Linda. Thank you. But not what we're looking for.
One more here. Hi, Linda. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Conrad.
Hi, Steve.
I'm going to say dollars.
You're going to say dollars. We throw away over $240 million. I mean, you could do that accidentally.
No.
For sure. That'd be a crying shame.
Yeah.
No, not dollars.
All right, so we will pick it up again after 8:15 here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Tuesday Trivia Part 2 on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb predicted we'd get the right answer today. We'll see.
Yeah, so we've got this time and one more segment for you to call in and hopefully win a Jesus Revolution movie digital download. We can send that to you wherever you might be listening from. So as long as you haven't won anything from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call 715-723-2555. No one got this last time, but we had a lot of great guesses from all over Western and Central Wisconsin. The question is this on Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Americans throw away over 240 million of these each year. So Americans throw away over 240 million of what each year? Incorrect answer so far. Not pizza boxes, televisions, bananas, slices of bread, pennies, disposable diapers, hair, towels, unopened pieces of mail, or dollars. Not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. You're the first one to get it correct. You win.
All right. No callers yet. 723-2555. I see a name and I see a caller, so we'll go to the phone this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Steve again.
Hey, Steve, go ahead.
How about shoes?
How about shoes? Do we throw away over 240 million shoes each year? Not shoes. Thank you, Steve. I believe Black River Falls area, if I'm correct.
Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Sarah. I'm calling from Mondovi.
Hey, Sarah.
What do you think?
How about water bottles?
How about water bottles? Mm. Is it water bottles? Throw away 240 million water bottles, not water bottles. Thank you. Try again. Good to hear from you.
All right. That kind of exhausted the calls for now here.
Americans throw away over 240 million what each year? Latest guess is not shoes, not water bottles. 715-723-2555. Trying to give away a digital movie download of Jesus Revolution. Fantastic film.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody Wells, Kapaliva.
Hey, Jody.
Go ahead.
Hey, I think my phone has told me that we throw away a lot of plastic laundry jugs and try to get me to buy those laundry sheets.
Oh, okay. So plastic laundry jug. No, not what we're looking for. Okay. Thank
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, Jody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Try again. 715-723-2555.
Jody and her son out doing some blueberry picking. I saw on Facebook. Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Steve again. I'm going to try tires.
You're going to try tires. Automobile tires. Do Americans throw away over 240 million tires each year? Steve from Black River Falls. You got it. Yes. We didn't even have to get you a clue today. Yes, Americans throw away over 240 million tires each year, more like 242 million.
What finally triggered for you on that one, Steve?
I'm just running things through my mind.
Yeah.
There you go. Terrific. Well done.
All right. Well, Caleb, you predicted we'd get a winner today.
Yeah, a lot of great guesses, but Steve from Black River Falls is the one who figures it out. And Steve, we're going to send you a digital movie download.
Conrath. Okay.
Conrath.
All right.
Got to make sure I get that right. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who listens to Black River as well.
We're not going to send the moving truck for you. Steve, thanks so much for listening. Hold the line. We'll work things out to get you your digital download of that very popular faith-based film, Jesus Revolution.
Everywhere around the world, they come into America.
Only in America this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Caleb?
Yes, the land that we love. We have a few quirks, a few eccentricities only in America. Some of these tongue-in-cheek. Only in America can DoorDash get to your house faster than an ambulance.
Yeah, that's right. Only in America do people order, get this now, double cheeseburgers, a large fry, and a Diet Coke, please.
I love that. It sounds great. Only in America here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Only in America do banks leave both doors open and then chain their pens to the counters.
There you go. Only in America do we leave cars worth thousands of dollars in the driveway and leave useless things and junk in boxes in the garage.
Indeed. Only in America do we buy hot dogs in packages of 10 and hot dog buns in packages of 8.
Can they just get together and figure that out?
I still haven't figured that out.
And finally, only in America do we allow a dumb device called a smartphone to control the life of the thing with an actual brain.
Yes, indeed. So put down the smartphone and just listen to us, unless you're streaming live on WWIB.com.
Oh, there you go. The WIB Wake Up Show here on a Tuesday morning, 3 days to One Fest, which is here not only just in America, but in the Midwest and in Wisconsin. This guy's from Indiana, Rich Mullins, a Hoosier native here in America, WWIB. Good morning, 76 degrees.